Good afternoon. This is Akashvani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds a roadshow at Palakkad town in Kerala as part of NDA election campaign. Also addresses a public meeting at Salem in Tamil Nadu. Congress Working Committee meeting underway in New Delhi to approve party's manifesto for Lok Sabha polls. In Maharashtra, 4 Naxals killed in an encounter with security forces in Gadchiroli district. IMD forecasts moderate to heavy rainfall in Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand today, and 2024 edition of Swiss Open Badminton Tournament to begin shortly in Brazil. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi today participated in a roadshow in Palakkad in Kerala as part of the NDA election campaign. This was Mr. Modi's first campaign event in Kerala after the announcement of the general elections. BJP state president K. Surendran and NDA candidates from Palakkad and Ponnani Lok Sabha constituencies were in an open vehicle along with the Prime Minister. After the roadshow, Mr. Modi proceeded to Salem in Tamil Nadu, where he is addressing a public meeting. He said NDA has got new energy following the seat-sharing deal with PMK.
Tamil Nadu ke NDA ke mission ko ek aur nayi urja mili hai. Hamare varishth neta aur mera vyaktigat sambandh bhi jinke saath zyada hai, sab PMK ne bhi NDA ke netrutv mein तमिलनाडु का भाग्य बदलने की घोषणा की है। डॉक्टर रामदास जी का अनुभव और डॉक्टर अंबुमणि रामदास का टैलेंट, उनका परिश्रम तमिलनाडु के डेवलपमेंट को नई ऊंचाई देने में मदद करेगा। मैं एनडीए में शामिल होने पर उनका स्वागत करता हूं।
The Congress Working Committee meeting is underway in New Delhi to approve the party's manifesto for the Lok Sabha polls. The meeting is being attended by party president Mallikarjun Kharge, former president Sonia Gandhi and Rahul Gandhi, and other senior leaders including Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, P. Chidambaram, Digvijay Singh, Ajay Maken and K.C. Venugopal. The Congress Central Election Committee is also expected to be held this evening to finalize the name of candidates for the Lok Sabha elections. The notification for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections will be issued tomorrow. Elections will be held in 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states and 4 union territories in this phase. 39 seats of Tamil Nadu, 12 seats of Rajasthan, 8 seats of Uttar Pradesh, 6 seats of Madhya Pradesh, 5 seats each in Uttarakhand, Assam and Maharashtra, 4 seats of Bihar, 3 seats of West Bengal, 2 seats each in Arunachal Pradesh, Manipur, Meghalaya and 1 seat each in Chhattisgarh, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Tripura, Andaman and Nicobar Islands, Jammu and Kashmir, Lakshadweep and Puducherry will go to polls in this first phase. Nominations can be filed till the 27th of this month. Voting will be held on the 19th of April.
The Commission has laid out plans to address all existing challenges or those which may occur during the elections. Muscle power, along with the misuse of money, spread of misinformation and violations of the Model Code of Conduct remains the main hurdle. To tackle this issue, the poll body is deploying enough central armed police force in areas prone to incidents. Efforts also include executing pending non-billable warrants, collecting arms and monitoring individuals with a history of trouble. Country-wide checkpoints are being set up, while drones will be used for border surveillance. District and state administrators have been instructed to ensure fairness, including randomizing polling staff. This is Dutresh Padoria for Akashvani News, New Delhi.
Rajya Sabha Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar today administered oaths to the re-elected Rajya Sabha member Sanjay Singh in the Parliament House. Aam Aadmi Party leader Sanjay Singh is in judicial custody in connection with a money laundering case linked to Delhi excise policy case. Union Minister and Rashtriya Lok Jan Shakti Party Chief Pashupati Kumar Paras today resigned from the Union Cabinet. This came following the NDA seat-sharing agreement in Bihar for Lok Sabha elections in which Mr. Paras's party was not given any seat to contest the poll. take. Talking to media in New Delhi, Mr. Paras announced his resignation, alleging that injustice has been done to his party. Meanwhile, Raj Thackeray-led Maharashtra Nav Nirman Sena is expected to join the NDA alliance. Mr. Thackeray today held a meeting with senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah, as well as the BJP General Secretary Vinod Tawre in New Delhi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alert.
Look now, 2024, special program on general elections.
Every evening at 7 and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities.
Insights from regions and constituencies.
Experts' opinion and analysis.
In the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned for Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Political activities have intensified in Rajasthan after the announcement of Lok Sabha poll schedule. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Praveen Gupta, told Akashwani News that all efforts are being made to effectively enforce the Model Code of Conduct in Rajasthan.
With the Model Code of Conduct in place since 16th in the state of Rajasthan for the Lok Sabha elections 2024, our district election officers are implementing the Model Code of Conduct in true spirit in 24 hours, first 24 hours, on the website and all posters and photos have been removed of the ministers and other places. And in the next 48 hours, we have removed all the posters and banners from the public places. And the last 72 hours, we have removed all the posters and manners from the private places also, which were not in consonance with the rules. So in this way, we are propagating the e-vigil app amongst the voters. We have received 325 complaints, of which 111 were found correct. So in 100 minutes, as per the guidelines of the Election Commission of India, we are trying to implement the Model Code of Conduct into letter and spirit.
The BJP today came down heavily on AAP convener and Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal for repeatedly skipping the enforcement directorates or ED summons linked with the Delhi excise policy. Talking to media in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said there is enough evidence against him in this case. Referring to a recent judgment of a Delhi court, Mr. Patra said the summons against Mr. Kejriwal were legal. He accused the Chief Minister of making excuses to avoid the summons. The BJP spokesperson also mentioned the recent arrest of BRS leader K. Kavita in the alleged liquor scam case to target Mr. Kejriwal. Meanwhile, AAP leader RTC accused the centre of using the ED as a political weapon. She refuted the claims raised by the ED that Mr. Kejriwal had accepted bribes of 100 crore rupees in this case. Ms. RTC said that the claims have already been dismissed by the Supreme Court. In Maharashtra, four Naxals have been killed in a gun battle between security forces and Naxalites inside the Repantali forest of Gadchiroli district this morning. Police said security teams led by additional SP Special Operations Yatish Deshmukh encountered the gunfire from the Naxals during an early morning search operation. Security forces retaliated strongly by a counterfire. Police said a credible intelligence was received yesterday afternoon about the presence of Naxals in the area. Search and anti-Naxal operation is underway in the area. Details are awaited. Jharkhand Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan has been given the additional charge of Telangana Governor and the Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry. The appointment comes after President Draupadi Murmu accepted the resignation of Dr. Tamilisai Soundararajan. Yesterday, Dr. Soundararajan resigned from the post of Governor of Telangana and Lieutenant Governor of Puducherry, and there are reports that she may contest the Lok Sabha polls from Tamil Nadu. Cricketer Pulkit Narang, athletes Muhammad Noor Hassan and Himanshu were among the 19 prominent sportspersons felicitated today by the Indian Air Force for their outstanding performance at national and international sporting events. Indian Air Force Chief V.R. Chaudhary felicitated these sportspersons who are associated with the IAF at the function in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Chief of Air Staff lauded IAF Air Warriors for their stellar achievements in sports. He further advised them to continue to work hard and strive for greater laurels.
On behalf of all the air warriors of the Indian Air Force, I urge you to keep up the hard work, strive for greater laurels. We hope to see more winners here being felicitated next year, in particular after the Olympics. Let us not only celebrate the past victory, but strive for greater heights in the years to come, breaking boundaries and continue to showcase the indomitable spirit of the Indian Air Force.
Sergeant Pulkit Haran was honored for representing India at the International Forum in 2022 and 23, and Sergeant Mohammed Noor Hassan and LAC Himanshu were felicitated for clinching gold in the National Open Athletics Championship 2023. Tidas, Marush P.S., Bandaru Krishna and Kushal Kumar were among the 19 sportspersons who had won medals at national and international level in gymnastics, weightlifting, wushu, ultra-marathon, cycling, handball, and other sports. Prime Minister Narendra Modi appreciated the Bulgarian President Roman Radev on expressing gratitude to the Indian Navy for successfully carrying out a rescue operation on the hijacked Bulgarian ship. Replying to the message of the Bulgarian President in a social media post today, the Prime Minister said, India is committed to protecting freedom of navigation and combating piracy and terrorism in the Indian Ocean region. He further expressed happiness over the safe homecoming of 7 Bulgarian nationals. The National Commission for Women, NCW, and the Railway Protection Force have signed an MOU in New Delhi to prevent and combat human trafficking. Speaking on the occasion, chairperson of NCW, Rekha Sharma, said, Railway Protection Force personnel deployed at railway stations are playing a crucial role in the crime against women and children. She said 70% cases of human trafficking are related to women and girl child. The Director General of Railway Protection Force, RPF, Manoj Yadav, said the overall objective of this MOU is to provide safe and secure travel experience to women. He said the RPF will ensure that the railway network is not allowed to be used for any atrocities against women, including trafficking. Raksha Mantri Rajnath Singh held a telephonic conversation with U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin. Both ministers briefly discussed a range of bilateral, regional security and defense cooperation issues. They reviewed the recent bilateral events such as the Indus-X summit held in New Delhi last month and the bilateral tri-service exercise Tiger Triumph. The U.S. Secretary of Defense appreciated the important role being played by the Indian Navy in conducting anti-piracy operations in the Indian Ocean region. The IMD has forecast moderate to heavy rainfall in Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand today. It said rainfall accompanied by thunderstorm, lightning and hail is expected over parts of east, central and adjoining peninsular India till Thursday, with peak intensity of rainfall and hailstorm today. In Nagaland, the third edition of Northeast Games 2024 kick-started with a glittering opening ceremony at Regional Centre for Sporting Excellence in Sovena last evening. Nagaland Chief Minister Nephew Rio officially declared open the third Northeast Games 2024. The 2024 edition of the Swiss Open Super 300 Badminton Tournament will begin today in Basel, Switzerland in men's singles category. India's Lakshya Sen, seeded 7th, will start his campaign against Leong Jun Hao of Malaysia in the round of 32, while Kidambi Srikanth will face Wong Su Wei of Taiwan. In women's singles, 4th seeded PV Sindhu is scheduled to face Germany's Yvonne Lee in the round of 32. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi holds a roadshow at Palakkad town in Kerala as part of NDA election campaign. Also addresses a public meeting at Salem in Tamil Nadu. Congress working committee meeting underway in New Delhi to approve party's manifesto for Lok Sabha polls. In Maharashtra, 4 Naxals killed in an encounter with security forces in Gadchiroli district. IMD forecasts moderate to heavy rainfall in Odisha, Chhattisgarh, Gangetic, West Bengal and Jharkhand today, and 2024 edition of Swiss Open Badminton Tournament to begin shortly in Brazil. And with that, we end the midday news.